Hayes-Moore-Hyder Stadium for the kickoff of the first game of the season for our Lions High Vikings. And of all people to be against, it's the crosstown rival Valdosta Wildcats. Thank you for joining us here on the Viking Radio Network. I want to remind everybody about visiting our website, thevikingvoice.com, for all your Viking information, including roster stats, as well as coaches' shows and so many different things. And remember, you can listen to the Vikings on 99.5 Kicks Country or on the web by visiting mykickscountry.com. And I want to join me back in the booth again this year for the Lions High Countdown to kick off, Taylor Biddle, and down on the field, Marty Rogers. What's up, guys?
Man, it's hot. Marty, what's it like down the field, brother?
We'll get Marty his mic turned on here. Go ahead, Marty.
Definitely hot, guys. Definitely hot. Taylor, you're absolutely right. We had a good breeze earlier when we were out there with the tailgaters walking around. Several people tents up, having a good time. A little bit of a breeze. We got in the stadium, it's like it just stopped. And it is still, it's very steamy and muggy. You see both teams got the Gatorades. Wildcats over there's got their Mr. fans and all. They're definitely concerned about the heat and the humidity and all the sweating that's going to take place. And that's going to be something to keep an eye on throughout this game, is who can deal with it the best, who can sustain and keep their starters on the field for four quarters.
Yeah, you look back to even the scrimmage game, Marty. Cramps were an issue. Michael Barrett, I think, had a cramp in that scrimmage game. And anytime you're playing in full attire in August, it's going to be hot, especially in South Georgia. So, you know, had the pickle juice ready to go on the sideline because cramping, you know, that could play a major impact in this game.
Absolutely, and also just being in shape. I mean, again, this is only 3 weeks of practicing in full pads tonight, with this being the first game. A lot of times you get non-region games early in the year, and, you know, sometimes our starters don't play four quarters in those games, and so they have enough time to work up and get in shape for those mid-season region games. Again, this game's not a region game anymore, and it's the first game of the year, and it's going to be interesting to see which team's in the best shape tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We do apologize for the technical difficulties we had there in the 7 to 7:10 hour right there.
Yeah,
just trying to work through those.
Yeah, it was just we're new systems running through the same board. And any time Valdosta and Lounge play together on the same night in the same stadium, there's always going to be a few little glitches. I want to thank Black Crow Media. Of course, we're on 99.5 Kicks Country. Valdosta is on the mix, 95.7. So both of us on sister stations, and sometimes you get a little mix-ups, but we got all that worked out. I understand there were some fader problems between our scene setter, and it had still us up live while we were talking to each other here. But nonetheless, you cannot quench the enthusiasm that's going on in this stadium. The kids came in early. One of the things that we really enjoy most is watching the student section. They're right across from each other, down at this end, to my right on the end zone. We are on the visitor's side, and they will chant back and forth to each other.
Yep.
And what a great fun that is. We had a bunch of kids out today in their cutoff overalls.
Plowboy outfits.
Plowboy outfits. I mean, it's so much fun, this game. And to have it the very first game of the 2016 season just leaves everything wide open. So I tell you, one of the things we're going to watch, Valdosta in 6A, Lounge in 7A, what's that going to look like through this game and then throughout the season as well? I see Marty's got something there. What you got, Marty?
Guys, I was just going to say, I look across the field. Of course, their student section, as y'all saying, is full. Both teams are on the field. But then I look up and see our band, 500 strong, sitting in the stands in almost full uniform, and I'm not hot anymore.
Yeah.
give it to our band. They're here early. They're ready to play. But we've got a great crowd. I've been out here. I came out here early this morning, set up some tailgate equipment and stuff, and there's been a lot of people here. We've got a lot of vendors in the park. Great atmosphere for the first game of the year. Of course, you know, tonight we're enemies, but the one thing about it being first game of the year and us not being in the same region is after tonight we can all pull for each other, be one town, and hopefully go win two divisions, two classifications this year, and get two state titles for Valdosta.
Yeah, Marty, we'll go ahead as soon as we can and get coaches' interviews tonight. One of the things about this game is pregame gets really filled up. There's so much going on. Both bands will be on the field together playing the national anthem. Both teams warming up. You've got awards. I know you've got to go down, Taylor, and you won the Kiwanis Club. Kiwanis Cup, I guess, is the way to say that.
Yeah,
for the
winners'
tournament.
Wintersville does such a good for the community. There's a 5K race that both school systems were competing in. We had a bunch of runners, close to 200 runners there, raised a bunch of money for both schools' foundations. And you're absolutely right. The Kiwanis Club, we're in our eighth year with that golf tournament. Valdosta has dominated that series, but this year we got a victory. It was a pretty lopsided victory, I might add. And we're going to present each school system with a $5,000 check today at the pregame. So I will be excusing myself shortly. But before I do that, I want to, you know, one of my favorite parts of the pregame show, Bill, is our impact players. And thanks to Deloach Body Works for supporting that segment of our show. I want to start tonight on the Valdosta offensive side of the ball. I think it's going to be very critical for Valdosta's offense to move the ball up and down the field if they want to be successful tonight. We all know they've got a great defense and tons of returners. I think they got 9 returners. On offense for them, I want to look at number 24, Wesley Beal. 6-foot, senior, 185 pounds. This guy is a game. The lights came on last year in the Winnersville Classic, and Wesley had a great game. Comes from a great family. He had 134 yards receiving on 7 catches. He had that big touchdown catch. I can't remember exactly when it was, but it went for 38 yards. And, you know, Wesley's a good player for them. Number 24, keep an eye out on him on the offensive side of the ball for the Wildcats.
Hey, Taylor, I hate to interrupt you here, but I've got standing here with Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, obviously his first game of the year, but this is not just any other game. It is the Winnersville Classic. Coach, how excited is the team and how ready are they to play?
They're fired up, man. We're glad to be here.
Coach, obviously it's a little warm out here tonight, very steamy, very muggy. What do you have to do to prepare your team in order to play in these kind of conditions early in the season, you know, when the team only had 3 weeks of practice? How big of a factor will the heat be tonight?
I mean, you know, kids are going to get hot, you know, no matter how hard you work. We've been working for this game all summer, you know. Hopefully we're in shape.
Coach, obviously scrimmage was 2 weeks ago. You had 2 weeks to work on it. What did you see on film after the scrimmage? What did you learn about your team? What were some good things you saw, and what were some things you felt like we needed to work on?
We made some mistakes on both sides of the ball, you know, execution. We fumbled the ball a little bit, but we played hard, you know, so hopefully we can play harder tonight and clean up our little mess and, you know, get the win tonight.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, of course, your defense did play extremely hard. They kept the great running back over there, Bainbridge, in check. But, Coach, tonight you're going against an offense coordinator we're somewhat familiar with. What are the keys to stopping Valdosta offensively tonight with your defense? What do we have to do to try to keep them off the board?
We got to get off blocks and make tackles on the running backs. We can't allow no trick plays over our head, and we can't get burnt deep.
Absolutely, Coach. And, of course, flipping over to the other side of the ball, we struggled offensively against them the last few years. We've got a lot of new faces on offense, a lot of talent over there. What do we need to do offensively in order to move the football and put points on ourselves?
I think we need to be able to run the ball.
That thing.
You know, and then when we throw it, you know, burn them. So just execute, you know. We've got to give the quarterback time. Just need to execute our stuff and maintain blocks and run hard and, you know, play hard.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, 3 of the last 4 games in this rivalry has been decided by a field goal. Special teams always are important, but in games like this, it's even more. How much emphasis and how important is special teams in a game of this magnitude?
I think it comes right behind defense. Yeah, it's huge.
Coach, thank you for your time. Good luck tonight. Guys, y'all heard that. It comes right behind defense. And, of course, you know he's a defensive-minded man, but he's absolutely right. Defense and then special teams, and that's the way this man thinks, and that's the way we're going to play.
Marty, we're going to continue our Deloach Body Works Impact Players, and thanks for that coach's interview there, also sponsored by Deloach Body Works. If you need Coach Rod, Marty, just break in any time. I know he's got a busy man tonight. Go ahead, Billy, your offensive impact player.
Well, for Valdosta, I'm looking at not really just one player because we really don't know what the situation is completely, but we're looking at the quarterback. I mean, gone is Seth Schumann, and Seth Schumann is having a great fall camp at Georgia Southern, so you can imagine the kind of talent that is missing from this team now. It looks like that duty is going to fall to either number 17, Hunter Holt, a junior, or a senior transfer back, because he was here back in his middle school days, Josh Belton, a senior, 6'1", 205. They both have been battling in fall camp. We understand that Josh is probably going to get the nod tonight. Number 4, your quarterback, a little bit sharper. He's a year older. He's 6'1" compared to a 6-foot quarterback in Hunter Holt, a little bit heavier. And we know that in a Tucker Pruitt offense, that quarterback is going to run. So my impact player is going to be the quarterback, I believe, will be number 4, Josh Belton. But if not, keep an eye on 17, Hunter Holt.
Guys, my Deloach Body Works impact player for the Valdosta Wildcats offense is going to be their position as well, Bill. Like you said, it's going to be their running back position. Throw a couple stats out at you. Last year, they only rushed for 1,381 yards in their 10-game season. Guys, their top three leading rushers are all gone. They all graduated and they're no longer playing for Valdosta. The guys that are going to be carrying the ball tonight, there's five different possibilities, but mainly three. Last year had a total of 58 carries between the three of them for 263 yards. Not a lot of experience there in the backfield. The guy that may get the most carries didn't play last year, and that's Tevin Gray. He's probably their quickest, fastest running back. You also got Jeremiah Proctor, who's probably a combination of things, strong, quick, about a 4'5 guy. He's 6 foot, 205, pretty big guy. And then J.J. Strickland, who's probably their toughest between the tackles, hardest nose running back. But you're going to see those three guys carrying the ball, and I believe that they're going to have to establish a ground game tonight in order to have a chance to move the football and play with the Vikings. Because if they don't move the football, then we're able to tee off and go back after the quarterback. So they're going to need to establish a running game. Those three guys, Tevin Gray, Jeremiah Proctor, and J.J. Strickland, are going to be the three that they're going to be using. They're going to look for one to try to step up and get a hot hand. If they do, they're going to keep feeding him.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over, trying to defend that Valdosta offense. I'm looking at our defense. Number 12, Fred Stewart, 5'11", 175-pound junior. He is a defensive back. Started for us last year, and I think he got a little bit of work as a freshman as well. He's got a little added incentive in this game because his dad was a Wildcat great, so he knows how to take the pressure this game. Last year, he had some big tackles for us. I think he was second-leading tackler on the field for us last year solo-wise. And even last week against Bainbridge, we talked about a great running back in Bainbridge.
Hey, Taylor.
Brett, yes, sir.
Of course, I'm here with Coach Alan Rodemaker. Coach, glad to be talking with you. And,
back
to you. Well, I know you are. Of course, it's your first official game as the Valdosta High Wildcat head ball coach. Coach, but this isn't just any old game, obviously. You start with a big one. What's it like to coach in this rivalry and prepare your team not just as a defensive coordinator but as the head coach?
It's different. It's different, eh? The game feels the same, and the atmosphere feels the same, but it's different because I'm in control a little bit more than I was last 6 years, and so a little bit different for me. But it's great to be in Valdosta, where you know the community still cares about high school football and young people and young athletes. So I'm excited about being here.
Of course, Coach, you talk about the community caring about the athletes and the football. I've heard you speak at a couple of events. I know you as a man from church, and I know you care about these athletes too. And one thing I've always noticed when you talk more about their character and how important that is and how that rolls over into football. Why is that important, and what do you do as a coach to focus on that?
Yeah, I think the most important thing we do as educators and as coaches is prepare these kids for the next 60 years of their life. And so we do that. The carrot here is football. You know, we just dangle that carrot of football out so these kids can – get involved and get close to us so we can minister to them. And that's really what it's all about. And, you know, winning football games, I think, you know, character parlays into winning football games, because I think once a kid decides he's going to do it your way and be the kind of person you want him to be, then he'll be a better football player and certainly a better student, better athlete, better son, better brother. So that's always going to be the focal point of my program.
Coach, well said. Of course, speaking to these kids and looking at this team specifically here, of course, you're a defensive guy. You got 9 returning starters from a defense unit last year that really held us all off the scoreboard offensively. Coach, what are the strengths of your defense? And of course, you lost Todd Bradley, a great defender that was a leader on your team. Who are you expecting to step up and be leaders of that defense this year?
Well, our defensive front makes more plays, because really Todd Bradley made a bunch of tackles last year in that game, and Rashe Marsh did too. And both of those guys, we only lost two, but they're two really good players. And they were both quarterbacks of our defense. I mean, they set us up. They made all the checks and all the – so I'm anxious to see how well we line up, how well we make our automatic checks, and then really our defensive front and our two inside backers. Interested to see how well they play.
Well, Coach, flipping over to the other side of the ball, you've got a new offense coordinator. You're bringing in a new quarterback. You're replacing your quarterback. And your top three rushers from last year are gone. But what are the keys offensively for your team to put, you know, to move the ball and put some points on the board tonight?
Yeah, I think we need to get started fast. I think we need to, you know, move down the field and get a couple first downs, at least in that first drive, and score on that first series would be great. But, you know, I think it took us a little while to gain any kind of confidence last week in the first half of that game, our scrimmage game. And so I just hope we start a little faster tonight. And, you know, there's half of those guys over there are new, so – Every game, I just hope they improve. And I know it's tough to be at your very best, kind of like NASCAR. You go out and run Daytona the first game or the first event. We're playing you guys in the first event. So they need to be ready tonight, and I'm excited about it.
Speaking of being ready and starting fast, have you named the starting quarterback yet?
No, I haven't named starting. We'll name that. Whoever shows up first shows up.
There you go, Coach. Well, Coach, again, I know it's a big rivalry, your first game. It's also a chance for y'all to get your 900th win there for the program. How's this rivalry compared to other places you've been?
You know, I've never been any place like this. You know, when I was in Burns and Dorman were about like this, but not near as for long. That just cropped up in the last 10 years. But they've been doing this stuff for, you know, 50 years, 60 years. So it's exciting. I'm just glad to be part of this whole atmosphere.
Well, Coach, we're glad you're part of it. Congrats. Hey, good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview as Taylor was wrapping up his impact player on defense for the Vikings, number 12, Fred Stewart. I'm going to stay on that defensive line over there and take a look at number 40, Devin Holmes. Devin Holmes is a guy that you're going to have to pay attention to, a guy that he gets out there and just makes tackles. I mean, I looked over what he had done last year. He was the eighth leading tackler overall for the season. He had 28 total tackles. He had a fumble recovery. He had a sack for 13 yards. And then last year against the Vikings, Devin Holmes also had three solo tackles and had a very good game in his own right against these Valdosta Wildcats. My Deloach's Body Work impact player for the Vikings will be number 40, Devin Holmes.
Bill, my impact player for our defense is going to be number 10, Jeff Davis. Jeffrey is 5'10", 200 pounds. Jeffrey's a two-year starter. Only had one tackle 2 weeks ago in the scrimmage, but Jeffrey's kind of the leader of that defense. He's the one kind of helped get everybody lined up. He's the linebacker with the most experience, of course, him and Tolbert being only a junior. Jeff is a senior. So I'm looking at Jeffrey Davis tonight to step up. I think he's a huge key for our defense. He's going to be spying that quarterback because we know that Valdosta's offense coordinator, Coach Tucker Pruitt, likes to run the quarterback. And I think Jeffrey Davis is going to be spying him a lot tonight. Look for Jeffrey to have a big game.
All right, I'm going to move over.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings tonight. I'm going to go with number 13, Tavon Kyle, 6 foot, 150-pound junior. He's one of our leaders. He's really stepped up for us and being a leader on that offense. I think he's grown a good bit, as Marty mentioned last week in the pregame against Bainbridge. He had 64 yards on 5 receptions last week, and his ability to catch the ball and get upfield is what I'm really looking forward to seeing out of Tavon this year. And, you know, Jenkins is going to get a lot of attention. Tavon and even maybe a little bit of Tyson Harris on receiving side of the ball. You know, what are those guys going to do for us tonight? Keep an eye on number 13, Tavon Kyle.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the guys that I'm going to be watching, I love watching these guys, is the offensive line. Guys that we don't call their names a lot. Guys that really are the meat of what this team is. They got to be able to keep out this powerful defensive line that the Valdosta Wildcats have. I'm going to go ahead and give you some of their names right now. Number 51, Palmer Henderson. Number 55, Tucker Barnes. Number 56, Danny Corbett. Number 68, Hunter Finley. And then we've got two other guys that will be rotating in and out. Number 61, Jalen Goss. And number 54, Kendrick Gray. These are going to be the six that you're going to see rotate in and out of this offensive line. And as the offensive line goes, so this offense will go. So tonight, my Deloach Body Works impact players are the offensive line for the Lowndes High Vikings.
Guys, our offense is going to start. It's going to continue. It's going to end. It's going to do everything to do with Michael Barrett, not only tonight, this whole year, guys. Michael is a junior. He's, of course, wears number one. He's 6 foot, 200 pounds. Michael is our dual threat quarterback, something we've been wanting for a long time. Of course, Austin Dixon led us in rushing last year. Austin was athletic and very talented, but Michael Barrett's kind of in a different class. And Michael Barrett's a special athlete. We saw that last year in the Wintersville Classic when he picked up a crazy fumbled kickoff and returned it for a touchdown. Michael Barrett, last 2 weeks ago in the scrimmage, was 11 of 18 passing for 217 yards. Guys, he also rushed it 15 times for 63 yards. He did have a fumble in that scrimmage. Tonight, not only is Michael going to make a lot of plays and have to have a big game for us to win, he's going to have to protect the football. He's got to throw it complete to our receivers, and he's going to have to hold on to it when he's running. But Michael Barrett is certainly an impact player for our Vikings offense, and I look for him to have a big game tonight.
All right, thanks, Marty. What we'll do now is we'll take a look at the defense for the Valdosta Wildcats. How will they be able to go against that hopefully will be a powerful offense for the Lowndes Vikings? I'm going to take a look at the defensive lineman. Number 92, Devonshe Maxwell. He's a senior, 6'4", 240 pounds. He is a beast on that line. He is a guy that he's got to be reckoned with. You've got to know where number 92 is at all times. You can't just go out there and expect to block him. He's got two solo tackles against the Vikings last year. He sacked us twice, and that was his stat line for the game against the Vikings last year. So he was a junior last year. He's put on more size, actually put another inch of height on at 6'4", 245 pounds. He is my Deloach Body Works impact player, number 92, Devonshe Maxwell.
Of course, and my defensive impact player for the Valdosta High Wildcats, number 15, Jeremiah Williams. Jeremiah is 6'3", 210. Guys, I watched the scrimmage last week against Cairo, and this guy was all over the field. He is an absolute beast. When he walks on the field, he looks the part. He's got several college offers. But Jeremiah Williams is going to play all over the place. He's kind of an outside linebacker type hybrid position. He'll rush the passer. He'll play the run. He'll be in the space. He'll be all over the field tonight. Look for him to have a big game. Look for him to have a lot of tackles. He's going to always be around the football. This defense, as we talked with Coach Rodemaker about him, and nine returning starters on this defense, they're going to be a force to reckon with tonight. We're going to have to get rid of the ball quick. We're going to have to try to make some plays and take some shots downfield to try to open them up and soften them up a little bit. But Jeremiah Williams is going to be a huge factor in this game, and he's a great player, and he's my impact player for the Wildcats defense.
Well, Marty is Taylor has left us. There's some awards that are going to happen. Of course, both Marty, you and Taylor are very involved in the education foundations for both Lowndes and Valdosta. Talk about those just a moment.
Absolutely. Of course, that's something that we do. We volunteer on the Lowndes Education Improvement Foundation, the LEAF board, as you call it. And it's something we do that we love because it's a way to give back to our school system. It's a way that the community come together, raise money. We do scholarships. We do teacher grants for things in their classrooms, such as iPads, books, all different things. But Taylor also is involved with Kiwanis, and they have a golf tournament every year, the week of Wintersville. There's a great donation each year, about $5,000 to each school from that golf tournament. And then, of course, we had the Wintersville 5K this past Saturday. That was our second annual Wintersville 5K. We raised about $12,000, from what I understand, somewhere in there. Don't quote me on that. But what a great way to start off Wintersville with all the families that are out there, Wildcats, Vikings, pulling for each other as they ran and as they raced, all shaking hands, hugging. It was a great event. Raising money for the schools goes directly into to the classrooms. And they're doing those presentations now, both the Kiwanis and the Wintersville 5K benefit the foundation from each school, the foundation from Lowndes, the foundation from Valdosta, and that's what they're awarding now. Of course, Taylor's heavily involved with the golf tournament and also serves on the LEAF board with us. So we're very proud of that, very, very glad to be a part of it. I will report, Lowndes won both the golf tournament and the Wintersville 5K with the most runners this year. Happy to be a Viking.
Go Vikings. I want to thank Deloach Body Works for their support and sponsorship of this segment, the Impact Players. When your car has been in an impact, where better to go than Deloach Body Works? 410 North St. Augustine Road. Go by and see Paul Deloach. He'll get you fixed up, I promise you. You're listening to the Lowndes Eye Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We're going to take a five-minute break here on the Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We'll be right back after this five-minute break. And welcome back live to Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Bill Osborne bringing you the Lowndes Eye Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery, skillfully roasted, artfully blended. And Peaceway Counseling Mediation Services at 2405 Bemis Road in Valdosta. You can find them online at peacewaycms.com. Thank you for your sponsorship of the Countdown to Kickoff each and every week during this 2016 season. As both bands now have begun to make their way onto the field, the Vikings to my right, again, we're on the visitor side, high above Bazemore Hyder Stadium. On the left, the Valdosta Wildcats are beginning to make their way onto the field. One of the greatest pageantries of this game is the fact that both of these bands come together on the field just as the players do. Cheerleaders, they spend time together as well throughout this week. It's just such a great rivalry. But today they don't like each other. Tomorrow the sun will rise, and whoever wins or loses, they're still friends, and they still can carry on, go to church together, do all those different things. But tonight the gloves come off, and I tell you, it has been a great rivalry over the years. One of the things that we haven't touched on yet, and we will as the season goes on, this is Lounge High's 50th graduating year in 2017. So there's going to be a lot of activities going on over the season wrapped around that 50th anniversary. There's been some rumor and talk that there's going to be an alumni band. Some of the Georgia Bridgemen from 40, 50 years ago, if they can still march and they got a horn, they're going to put them on the field. I don't know what game that's going to be or when that is exactly. As we know more information, we will pass that along. But that's going to be a great night to be able to have those alumni come back. I understand they're going to announce alumni football players, welcome them back as well sometime during the season. So many things are going to go on for this 50th anniversary of the Lounge High Viking class of 2017. So 50 years, and it just seems like it goes by in a flash, because I know some people that were in one of those first graduating classes, and they'll tell you right now, no way that it's been 50 years, but it really has. We continue to see more activity on the field. The joint Air Force and Navy ROTC will be doing the color guard at the 50-yard line. We'll have captains a little bit later as well. I know Marty's down on the sidelines. What's it like down there, just that pageantry?
Guys, it's one of a kind. I mean, I've been to a lot of high school football, a lot of college football even, and I still come back to thinking this is just this is great. It's one of a kind. The two bands coming together, play the national anthem, one of the traditions that we do have. Guys, I'm 39 years old, and this is my 40th Wintersville Classic. Been to every one since I've been alive, and it never gets old. I'm excited, and of course, it started to cool down just a little bit with that sun going down, so hopefully it won't be too bad.
Yeah, thanks, Marty. And for that equipment parts supply sideline update, both color guards are out there, as we said, the Air Force ROTC and the Navy ROTC for Valdosta. As they make their way to the 50-yard line, as is our tradition, we will take a three-minute break here as we honor America with the invocation and our playing of our national anthem. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. And welcome back to the Lounge High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by The Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We are live at Bazemore-Hyder Stadium. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers. We'll have Wes James up here in a little while, the rest of our crew, Larry Godwin along with Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence. Did I get everybody?
Got them.
Want to give a shout-out, though, to Steve Sains tonight. Of course, the PA announcer for the Vikings at home. Also does Lounge High basketball for us here on The Viking Voice. Had hip replacement just about 2 weeks or maybe a week ago, and he's home recovering. Expects to miss maybe one game. That'll be the Bayside game next week. Then we're away at Parkview. He hopes to be back by the following game after that. So, Steve, if you're listening tonight, wish you the best, buddy, and hope you feel better really, really soon. The Wildcat band has kind of taken over now. They're getting ready to have the teams come on. We'll get the team captains in a little while. Taylor, you're back up here now after all the awards and things. What's it like down there?
Hot.
I think that's the consensus.
That about wraps it up. But like Marty said a minute ago, the sun's starting to go down, and a little bit of a breeze maybe. Hopefully it'll take over. I don't think there's much chance of too much nastiness throughout the night. But it's going to be hot, Bill, and it was fun being down there. I'll be completely honest with you. I love seeing the community come together for a great cause, I think. Between Langdale Ford, their giveaway, and the Kiwanis Club and all that, there was probably $20,000 given away right there to both schools' foundations. So great, great week. I'm glad that the community takes a hold of it like they did and give what they do.
As I look to my left, the Viking Tunnel is getting ready to accept their players, the Wildcats to the right. I do want to thank Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road and Chick-fil-A on Inner Perimeter Road, Charlie Cruz, as well as Kenneth White, for their support of the Vikings as they provide food for us throughout the season. Thanks. And when you need chicken, it's Chick-fil-A.
Absolutely. Thanks to R.L. Martin, too, for providing all of the uniforms and for for our crew, Bill. We like to look like a team, too. Just a reminder, tonight's game, as it has been for many, many years now, is a contest between Valdosta and Lowndes being featured as one of the Great American Rivalry series broadcasted on the Internet at greatamericanrivalry.com across the nation, around the world, as part of the Rivalry Series broadcast network presented by the United States Marines. We want to give special welcome to all those servicemen and women around the world who are listening to this broadcast. We appreciate all that you do and hope that you enjoy the game while listening. They give a trophy away at the end of the game, too.
Yeah, and there's several of them in the field house at Lowndes. There's a few of them over here at Valdosta as well.
That's right.
And I know the Vikings would like to take that home here tonight. We'll actually even select a player of the game.
That's right. MVP last year, I believe that was Seth Schumann. Well deserved by that young man.
Yeah.
And they'll take the broadcast and the media people and let them select a MVP for this game.
Yep. Well, it's one of these things. The pregame, as we get to this game, is one of those things we kind of hurry up because we want to make sure we capture everything, get over our impact players, talk about all the things, and then it's a hurry up and wait. Wes James has made his way up here to the press box. He's been down on the field. Wes, welcome to the press box, to the CBC Bank press box.
It is sure good to be up here with you guys. And Bill Taylor, let me tell you, probably the biggest difference that I've seen in the last couple of years, it's not from the players tonight. It's from the coaches. Their attitudes, the coaches, they say, we're ready. Back along, the guy who used to coach the Boneyard, Hiram Johnson, is back with us. He's been back about 2 weeks. He's talked about his defensive linemen. And he said, I've never been able to coach the height that I've got right now. But the coaches say they are ready. They got this team ready to play, prepared. And I believe they are. I believe this could be a very classic Wintersville Classic.
Yeah, that defensive line is going to be huge for Lowndes tonight. They got to get penetration, Wes. And I think you hit the nail on the head. Having Coach Johnson back for us, it's been huge. We lost the coach to another position about a month ago or so, and Hiram,
right.
Randy Mack brought him out of retirement. Coach Hiram Johnson, well-deserved place on the staff, and he is well-liked by the entire community here.
He really is, and his players play for him. They respect him. He's hard. I mean, he is one of the hardest coaches I've ever watched coach. When we say the Boneyard, it really is the Boneyard. That's where the offensive and the defensive linemen go and break bones. I mean, it really – He instituted that. It's board drills, but it's more than board drills. There's an intensity there. And I tell you, these defensive linemen, when they play for Hiram Johnson, they'll walk through fire for it.
Well, I was talking to Coach Johnson, and I asked him, I said, do you have anybody on your team, on this team right now, that can hit like Bull Wright did? He said, if I had a Bull Wright, we wouldn't even be playing tonight. He said, well, what I do have is a group of young men that have the biggest hearts that I have seen out of any players that I have ever coached.
Yeah, as tradition, Lowndes sideline really gets full. We've done a good job bringing a tough crowd tonight. The game is completely sold out on our side of the field. Still a bunch of empty spots over there on the Valdosta side, but when you know you got a guaranteed seat, reserved seat, they find a way to make their way in.
Taylor, I was talking to the officials earlier, and they were afraid they might not get this game because it was so early in the season. This is the same group. They've been here. This is their 12th Wintersville Classic in a row. Chip and his crew from Augusta's down here. And we know what we got when you get those guys come in. They come in and they officiate a real good ball.
Yeah, Wes, you bring a good point up, especially early in the season. I think the over and under set for the amount of holding penalties and stuff like that is probably going to be about 13 or 14 holes this early in the season. So to have a crew that's so consistent like they've been for many years is going to be very vital for us tonight. Captains making their way onto the field. First for your Valdosta High Wildcats, number 1, Antoine Kincaid. Number 15, Jeremiah Williams. Number 24, Wesley Beal. Number 33, Brandon Williams. Number 76, Marquis Smith. Number 62, Aaron Green.
And that is, let's see, number 5, so Jeremiah Williams, that's it. Those are the ones that are the captains for the Wildcats.
For the Vikings tonight, number 10, Jeffrey Davis. Number 40, Devon Holmes. Number 55, Tucker Barnes. Number 68, Hunter Finley.
I want to say something about Tucker Barnes. He was recognized as the scholar athlete for the Vikings. They always recognize the top scholar athletes from both teams. And that's an interesting. Number 83, Bruce Eager for the Valdosta Wildcats, a senior wide receiver. And number 55, Tucker Barnes, a 6'4", 260-pound senior offensive lineman, one of our starters and our impact players tonight, also a scholar athlete for these Lounge High Vikings. We're going to have Marty down on the field here giving us the coin toss in just a few minutes. Marty, the buzz is starting already, isn't it, buddy?
Absolutely, Bill. Of course, you know, our side of the stadium, I'm looking up at it now, is completely packed. It's all Lounge fans, completely packed. I will say, you turn and look to the other side, and there are a lot of yellow seats still in the stands. I know the game was sold out, but I'm surprised at how many empty yellow seats you can see, especially on the left side of the stadium. But our side is packed. It's loud already. The captain's walked out. Everybody goes crazy. So, guys, I'm about to go get the coin toss, and we'll get this 2016 season underway.
I want to thank all of our sponsors this year for bringing you Lounge High football, most especially our pregame sponsors, the Beanery, along with Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services, for their support of the countdown to kickoff.
Captains are making their way out onto the field, and Marty's going to find a way to wedge himself in there and get the announcement from the white hat.
You know, that's been something, too, that we've been able to bring since we've upped our microphone and been able to get out on the field. That coin toss live, sponsored by Equipment Parts Supply.
The Cats make their way out onto the field. And let's go down to Marty. What you got, Marty?
American flag is heads, okay? That's heads. That's the tails. Heads is the flag, GHSA is the tails, okay? What's your call?
Tails.
It's called tails. If I drop it, I will flip it over, but he's called tails. That's a head. Mike is one to toss.
The
third and second half.
Guys, they won the toss, so they laid it to the first, so we will be receiving the opening of the 2016 season.
All right, so we'll get the ball to start this game. Again, want to thank you all for joining us here to the countdown to kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery, skillfully roasted, artfully blended, along with Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services at 2405 Bemis Road in Valdosta. You can call them at 229-333-2351.
Taylor, stop, look, listen, here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Yes, they do, Wes, and they look pretty good. I'm a big uniform connoisseur, white pants, white jersey, and the crimson helmets this year. It's got a good look to it, my friend.
It does. It does.
All right, guys, again, I want to thank you for joining us on the countdown to kickoff, and I'm going to turn it over to our play-by-play and color for tonight's game, Wes James and Taylor Biddle, to bring you all of this action. For all the play-by-play action, it is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Bill Osborne, thank you. It's going to be different for the first time in 15 years. Well, no, 12 years. But it's not different for you and I, Taylor. We did this for the Georgia Firebirds for a couple of years.
That's right. We had a little action together, calling the ball game.
So it's not anything that we can't do.
Yeah, we got it.